Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
And we're back here on Loud and Local. Like I mentioned, a band that released a new album this week, Yellfire. They have a new EP. I've been playing a couple songs from it, most notably Lara Flynn Boyle recently is what the song we've been playing off the EP. Welcome to the studio, Yellfire.
Hello.
Welcome up, guys. A couple of you guys have been here before, but before we go any further, why don't we just go around the room, introduce yourselves and what you do for Yellfire.
I'm Jeremy. I play guitar and do vocals.
I'm Eric. I play guitar.
I'm Trent. I play drums.
I'm Casey. I play bass.
All right. So you guys are also involved in several other projects. Let's give your resume. What other projects are you guys currently involved in, or bands of note that you may have played in the past?
Oh, also in the past? No.
Okay. What are you doing now?
I also play in a band called Matriarch that's based in Seattle as well.
And you, Trent?
I also play in a band called Old Iron and another band called Ten Sons.
Oh, yeah. We just played you guys last week, Ten Sons.
Hell yeah. Right on. Right. And then another band called Coastlands based out of Portland that I just started playing with back in May.
Killer. And how about you, Eric?
I'm in Slumberbox. And thanks for having us here last time.
Of course.
Great.
And how about you, man? Is this your one sole project?
This is my only project, guys.
Nice. Yeah. He's like, come on,
so
guys.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not.
It's like they're talking about your other girls or something, like the other ladies.
What? Dirty.
Anyway, so the new EP just came out this week. You guys played a couple rad shows this past weekend. Where did you guys play last night? And then I believe you played in Bellingham on Friday, right?
Yeah, we played the Shakedown on Friday, and it was great. We played with Efton Bound, Tacos, and Dryland, and it was like they were saying it was like a homie show. It was like just all friends.
That's
it was
awesome.
Fun. Lots of people out.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then last night we played at the Victory with Gloss, who are awesome, Law Boss from Portland, and Old Iron, Trent's other band. Trent did two sets in a row.
How'd that go, Trent?
It went well.
Would you do it again?
I started to lose a little bit towards the end of the Old Iron set because I had lack of sleep, but I think it was okay.
Yeah, we got home at like 4 in the morning from Bellingham.
Damn.
Yeah.
My daughter woke me up at 7 a.m., so.
Damn, two sets and you're a dad. You are a busy mofo.
Oh, yeah.
Dad and four bands.
Dad and four bands. That's hardcore, dude. Yeah. Damn, dude. Well, so let's talk a little bit about this EP. You guys recorded up in a very mysterious place known as The Unknown in Anacortes. From what I understand, it's like a refashioned old church. Is that correct? Can we talk about this? Is this allowed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's this old church, and the drum sounds, all the sounds are great. And a lot of bands that we really liked recorded there before, and we looked it up, and it was inexpensive, accessible, and we just emailed them and said, hey, let's record there. And it was one of the best recording experiences we've ever had.
That's yeah, super awesome. Chill.
Stayed
the night in the studio, and we watched some kind of monster on a big screen.
Nah.
Yeah.
And then we found out it was haunted like the next morning.
So are you sleeping on church pews, or what's going on?
There's beds.
On the floor.
Okay. On the floor, just some sleeping
someone
beds.
Had a couch? Yeah.
Yeah. Every band should record there, but don't, because we want to go back there again.
Yes.
So when you're recording vocal, are you like recording vocals in like a confessional or?
Yes.
Really?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, but
vocal booth.
Just think about like how much weird stuff and how many like secrets, you know, and how many things were told in those confession booths like earlier, and now like metal and punk and hardcore bands are recording there. And these, it's funny. What would the deacons of the church would have thought years ago?
So many cool bands have recorded there, like Sumac. That's one of the reasons I wanted to record there. Yeah. Sumac recorded there. Cyril Hawk just recorded there. Yep. Old Iron just recorded there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so it's a full-time studio. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome. The Unknown in Anacortes, if you're up in that area, definitely look it up. Or don't, as they said, because they want
it
to be there.
We're keeping it a secret.
So where does the name Yellfire come from, Will?
Well, mainly it sounds like Hellfire.
Ah.
Yeah. That's about it. We were trying to...
We were trying to come up with a name, and we had a like a shared Google Doc of all these names, and some were like serious names, and that was just one of them as a joke, and it was just like, that's cool.
Yeah, we don't want to, you know.
I didn't really like it.
You know, you got to have fun, you know?
Yeah, it's not like some deep meaning.
We didn't want to take ourselves too seriously.
Okay.
You know, and.
It wasn't taken.
Seriously?
What?
No. It wasn't taken. That was mainly
every good band name is taken by multiple bands.
That's like the hardest part of starting a band is forming a name.
Yeah,
I think it's ridiculous. Like looking at song titles of your favorite records and stuff, and it's like that's not going to work,
right?
Hellfire, but why?
Why? So we're going to go into a couple songs from the record, and it's just a self-titled EP. Is that correct?
No, it's titled Laura Flynn Boyle.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that. That's awesome. So, are you guys big fans of her work or
mainly Wayne's World?
Nice. There you go. Right on. So, we're going to play We're Not Saints, which is something that was released I think about a year ago. That was the first EP. Was that the first song you guys played and wrote together?
I think we just wanted to play a first show, and it was from the same session, and we just thought, let's just put this out so people can listen to us
that's
before
a single.
We play. Yeah.
Right on. We're going to play that, and then 10 years. Is there anything you guys want to talk about with those songs, or you just want to throw them out there?
Just throw them out there.
All right. Sounds good. Let's let the music speak for itself. Yes. We're talking right now. We got Yellfire in studio. It's like Hellfire with a Y. It's Loud and Local on the Rock.
Right out in the rock.
Hey, you're listening to Loud. You don't have to talk as soon as your mic gets turned on. You know, you don't have to say hi.
I do.
The red light doesn't mean say hi. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock. As you could say, people are starting to get comfortable. It's Yellowfire here on The Rock, and that's the tunes you've been listening to. Their EP is called Lara Flynn Boyle. It's available now. You can go to yellowfire.bandcamp.com. Just played a couple shows, and Trent just mentioned... Well, turn Trent's mic on. Trent just mentioned you guys are going to play Japan.
It's happening.
Yeah, yeah. We've been talking about it for a while.
2024?
No. 2020.
Oh, okay.
In like a year.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do a West Coast jaunt.
8 months.
8 months? Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
Decisions are happening right now.
Yeah.
Cool.
We made this decision just in the back room.
Yeah, it's booked.
I like it. Well, okay, so what's your favorite holidays? We just had Halloween. We're coming up on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then, of course, you know, there's the other smaller, quote-unquote, holidays. What is your favorite holiday? Let's go around the room. Casey, what's your favorite holiday and why?
Halloween, because it's my birthday and people can be weird and it's okay.
Happy late birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Ooh. Trent, what about you? What's your favorite holiday?
I guess I'd say Halloween, too, because it's a... low stress holiday.
Yeah, same. Halloween. Don't have to worry about family. You can do it. I didn't celebrate it this year, but you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going New Year's.
Yeah, all right.
Start fresh.
Oh,
you know?
Oh.
And I don't want to be like you three.
Come on, you're the only one that has just one band. You're the only one who likes New Year's.
Yep.
You're just a free spirit over here. So, all right. So now to the real questions that we'd like to ask here. Here's a question I like to ask a lot of the bands. And if you're a listener of Loud and Local, you may kind of notice this question and you know, follow along with me. Humor me, if you will, Loud and Local. What is the first album, the first CD, tape, vinyl, whatever, first physical piece of media as far as music goes that you ever purchased on your own as a kid, not given to you by a cooler uncle or your parents? What's the first one you actually purchased on your own?
It would be TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool.
Nice.
Yep. That's all I'm going to say. Right. No story.
It's a good one.
Yep.
First cassette I ever bought was Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
First CD I ever bought was Coolie High Harmony, Boys to Men. And first LP I ever bought was the first Foo Fighters record.
Oh. What about your first 8-track?
I never bought one.
Oh, okay.
Trent?
First CD I bought was Electric Ladyland by Jimi Hendrix.
Nice.
Mm. My first CD was Fastball's All the Pain Money Can Buy.
The Way. Fastball, The Way.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We were, both my parents were in the military, and we were driving from New Orleans to Oak Harbor when we were first moving to Washington.
Yeah.
And we went to a Tower Records, and my parents were like, all right, everyone could buy one record, and we're just going to rotate that record all the way across country. And whoa. My parents bought, like,
it's a lot of Fastball.
How was that?
My parents bought Now 3 and Now 4.
Yeah, well, that's all you need.
Those are so cool. Yeah.
And then I bought the Fastball record, and I think my sister got Nelly and Brulia or something like that.
Yeah, wow. All right.
Some that's a lot of Fastball.
Fastball, that's a lot of Fastball. You should do a Yellowfire Fastball cover.
Write it, yeah. I'm in.
I guess we could talk a little bit about some other Northwest bands as you guys are kind of grew up in this scene, in this community. You guys have been in a lot of rad bands in the past, and you're currently doing a rad band with Yellowfire, if I do say so myself. You're welcome. What are some of your favorite Northwest bands of all time, whether they're still going and they're gigging out or, you know, bands that have kind of laid the foundation for you guys? Casey, let's start with you this time.
I'm going to say Botch, and I'm going to steal it. So everyone else.
See the first?
Same.
I don't know. I never had the opportunity to see Botch, but I really, really appreciated them, and I still do. And I also really liked Gravemaker. I think Gravemaker's up there for me as far as Northwest bands that kind of got me into the scene.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And Trey?
Say Harkonnen was one of my favorites when I first started getting into the heavier scene in Seattle.
Yeah.
And then one of my current favorites in Seattle is Great Falls.
Yes, they're so good. So heavy, loud.
Yeah, those dudes are...
I was going to say that.
Make some noisy
very,
stuff.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Very genuine, nice dudes as well.
I'm going to say just Botch. We were talking about them earlier. Yeah. That's like my favorite band. And Trent stole it. Like Great Falls is my favorite local band right now.
Nice, dude. Are you going to be the...
I'm going to have to stay... Straight true to the heart and say Botch as well.
Okay. I thought you were going to be the contrary and do something different.
I mean, we are basically a Botch ripoff band. Yeah, let's just say it.
Oh, you're going to own it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
I hope they want to be friends with us someday. Please.
Are you more or less of a ripoff of Botch as Norma Jean?
Oh, we're not that blatant.
No.
Come on now.
Have some dignity.
Yeah.
Right on, guys. Well, I guess, let's do a lightning round here. What's the band or musician that made you want to pick up an instrument? And we'll go with you this time.
Probably the Deftones, I think.
Nice, yeah.
I was really into Silverchair and the Deftones, and my neighbor had a drum set, and him and his friend had a band trying to start a band anyway, and I kind of wanted to get in on that.
Yeah.
So started taking guitar lessons and started a band.
So, right on. Yeah. Eric, how about you, man?
It was Nirvana. It was I was getting into junior high, like right when Nevermind came out, and it was easy to play, and it was just the perfect storm.
Nice, dude. Trent, you?
I'd probably say my dad got me into it because he was a multi-instrumentalist and – both my parents supported me playing an instrument, but I just like expressed an interest pretty early on. But I guess as far as a band that made me want to play drums, I think it's probably Led Zeppelin or some classic rock.
There you go. Yeah, hell yeah. Get the lead out. Yeah. What about you, Casey?
I'm thinking I don't think I have anyone. I never met like someone like, oh, I want to be like so and so, or my parents never played instruments or really had any.
There was no bands in Bellingham that made you want to.
I mean, like, I didn't grow up in Bellingham. Like, I lived there for a little bit, but as far as like growing up, I don't know. I don't really have an answer.
You want to make it for yourself, you know, just learn the instrument, I guess. So, right on. Well, thanks for the non-answer. Yeah,
sorry,
geez, cop Casey, out.
God. All right, guys. Well. We're going to get into a couple songs, but I do have to ask because there's a lot of people here listening that may, you know, just be picking up an instrument, just wanted to start a band. You guys are kind of like, you know, I'm going to say it, scene veterans. You guys played in Kane Hodder for many years. You guys played in Ten Sons and Old Iron and a lot of really killer, influential, heavy rock bands here in the scene. What's a piece of advice you would give a kid who's just picking up an instrument, wants to start a band? You got any words of advice to throw out there?
Find friends.
Yeah. Find friends and make them play instruments too.
I played by myself for like 5 or 6 years, but I would say play every single day. Yeah. Even if it's just for 15 minutes, like just play every single day.
Yeah. If it gets frustrating, keep at it. Yeah. Because it will get frustrating.
And if there's something that's challenging, like it's just because you haven't practiced it enough.
Yeah.
I think also like set goals for yourself too. Like, it's okay to buy the $25 Craigslist acoustic guitar and then maybe be like, all right, if I write a demo and the demo has 5 songs, I can then – and I'll also maybe mow the lawn a lot. I can then buy the $100 guitar and like kind of work your way up from there and set goals.
Right on. All right. I like that. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate that. We got Lara Flynn Boyle here, the title track from the EP by Yellfire. After that, No Face, No Smile, text us at 77999 or give us a call at 206-421-ROCK if you want to talk to the band, of course. It is Yellfire here on Loud and Local. Let's jam Yellfire on the Rock.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I was waiting. Who was going to say hi?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
When I turn the microphones on, isn't that the thing?
Oh, you're supposed to just say hi. You yelled at me last time. So
it's all good. We got Yellfire here on Loud and Local hanging out with us. This is the last time you'll hear from them on the show. So until, you know, they got a...
Forever?
Yeah, exactly. They're cut off, dude.
Whoa.
you guys are killing it, man. The EP is sounding awesome.
Thank you.
Where can we find it? Where can we buy it and purchase it or, you know... stream it, whatnot?
It's on our Bandcamp, yellfire.bandcamp.com. You can buy it there. It's also available on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music, Pandora, all the usuals. And next week, we're going to have the cassette available for mail order.
Awesome.
That'll be on Bandcamp, and if you mail order it, you'll get a free download. And we'll have new shirts up there, too.
I got a T-shirt that is very, very cool. It's got Steve Buscemi's
You're too
face.
Stoked on it.
What's the story behind the Steve Buscemi design? Are you guys just super big fans?
It was
a random image.
I was like sitting at home one day and I just thought it would be funny, and so I like whipped up this like I just like took an image and edited it a little bit and slapped our name on there and I sent it to the band and was like, "How about this?" And they're like, "Yep."
But you didn't tell us you were printing
it. Oh, wait,
we just came to practice and there was a box full of shirts. That's right. I was so happy.
So,
it was the best.
So, that's right. So that reminds me. I had money from a show, from a payout, and I just went ahead and took the money and got the shirts printed.
Best decision ever.
I showed up to practice with them and they were like, "Here's our shirts."
Amazing.
Steve Buscemi.
I just pulled it in.
That's awesome.
But, you know, we needed them, so.
Yeah, true that.
So I think this needs to continue. Next album, you need to Photoshop Steve Buscemi eyes on all of you guys.
Perfect.
On the band photo.
Done.
If in case you're listening right now and you wonder what I'm talking about, Google Steve Buscemi eyes and there's a blog where it's like really hot models and they all have Steve Buscemi eyes. And it is very creepy, but...
Internet
very sensual.
Gonna have to go do that now.
Absolutely. some nightmare fuel. So, Yellfire in studio. We were talking off air though. I wanted to bring this up. I was talking off air with you guys, and you mentioned that Bandcamp was the best way to really support. This doesn't necessarily have to be about you guys specifically, but just altogether. You know, for local bands or bands that you want to support. How is Bandcamp more of a important thing for a local band than say like Spotify or Apple? From your perspective, what's the most awesome part about Bandcamp?
If you purchase the music, I guess. I mean,
well, so for starters, like any way you want to listen to a band is great, Spotify, whatever. But Bandcamp is direct support, so you can listen to it on the desktop for free for most stuff. But if you buy a band's album on Bandcamp, they get most of the money, and then you get a download, and you can also stream it off Bandcamp's app.
Yeah.
And it's just supporting the band in a better way. They just get more money that way.
More money to buy shirts with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buscemi eyes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's just bring back MySpace. That's a place for.
Oh, please.
It's a place for friends.
That was a good spot for bands. I'm not gonna
lie. It's true. I mean, it's not a popular thing to say. No. But it was probably better than Facebook as far as
back in the day
for bands networking and stuff. So.
But I mean, also think about like how much music was also lost on MySpace too. When
that's
under,
true.
Oh my god!
I kind of think the same thing with Bandcamp and other stuff that like whenever I hear a record that I really like, I just automatically buy it because who knows like if a site's going to go down, like all like. Bands from college and high school, all of the music was on MySpace.
Didn't MySpace like delete all that stuff?
Yeah. And all that stuff's gone.
And brings up a good point with apps like Spotify and Apple. Who's to say that like, you know, something were to happen, then all that music just gets deleted and, you know, all these, you know, you threw your CDs away and what happened? You know, now
everyone
you're...
Marie Kondo'd all their music stuff.
Exactly.
You know? And that's the thing with Bandcamp. If you buy the album there, you download it, you own it. You know, you have the
you
files.
You can choose any format you want.
Yeah, it's great. Bandcamp's the way to go. Bitmap file.
Yeah.
In case you're just tuning in, we're talking with Yellfire and their new EP, Lara Flynn Boyle, is available now. Check it out. You can purchase it at yellfire.bandcamp.com.
Yep.
Is that right? So what's the future for the band in the next couple months and leading into 2020? You guys got any goals or anything you're looking forward to doing?
Writing a record.
Yeah, we're actually like, what, like 5 or 6 songs deep into a new record?
Yeah.
And it's material that I'm particularly stoked on. I mean, I like this album we just put out, but like, I'm more stoked about the new stuff. Yeah,
okay. The new stuff's really good.
It's really, really good.
Otherwise, hopefully, play more shows. Yeah. We're already daydreaming Japan tours and stuff. Like, we want to make that happen.
Killer.
Yeah, these guys' previous band went there, and they when I first joined Grenades, our previous band, they told me
we're going.
Japan's
going
to happen, and that was like a while ago. So now it's going
to
happen.
Now it has to happen.
And just on the album or on the posters, it could say Yellfire, Seattle's premier botch ripoff band.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Not Norma Jean.
Hey, that was what you guys said.
I shouldn't have said that.
I regret saying that.
that people are just going to like take that little sound clip and use it like TMZ style. So again, Yellfire, you guys have anyone you want to thank or shout out before we go into the last couple songs here from your EP?
Nick at the Unknown.
Oh yeah,
recorded the album.
Nicholas Wilbur
and Derek
Moray.
He mixed it.
James Ballinger, who premiered one of the tracks.
Oh yeah,
and We Hate His Guts.
Yep.
No, we love James.
Oh, and Rich Hall for doing the album artwork and our new
Rich
shirt
and
design.
Yeah.
Rich and Carrie.
Andrew Gomez for printing everything.
He's a good dude. Shirts.
He's a good dude.
Good dude, solid dude.
Questionable.
Good mustache.
Trent's other bands for being great bands.
Hey, thanks.
Ten Sons, Old Iron.
Coastlands.
Yeah, fine.
Matriarch.
Yeah.
And your other band?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, Slumberbox.
Oh, I forgot about them. How about your other band, huh?
Yeah.
It's coming out 2021.
Jeremy Sauer, 2024. Solo flute, saxophone.
Shred.
Just shred.
Jethro Tull style.
Yeah, hey, man. Give me an instrument. I'll play it.
Badass. All right. Yellfire, their EP is called Lara Flynn Boyle. We got A Lack of Interesting Features and Beyond Flight, but I'm going to turn my microphone off, and you guys are going to be the FM Cheesy Radio Morning Show DJs, and you're going to introduce it. So I'm going to turn my mic off, and you guys are introducing these last songs. Lotch.
I forget the songs.
Yeah, the last two songs. Yeah, wow.
Lack of Interesting Features and Beyond Flight. Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to rock. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.